suits have come for me. It's a great privilege to chat up with Dan Megan from Vancouver, BC. I last saw you at Mercury Lounge in 2008. I missed your shows last year. I still remember that unicorn painting at Mercury Lounge.
Yeah, we had somebody in Arnprior. We had a gig and they gave us this silk painting of a unicorn, and so we brought it to Mexico. And actually, we left it at the CBC here in Ottawa as a parting gift to Amanda Poitz.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. So it must be an exciting year for you with the second album, Nice, Nice, Very Nice, in the 2010 Winter Olympics. How were they?
It was great. It was crazy. It was kind of like a big party for about 2 weeks, and the whole city came alive. There was a lot of music happening, and theater, and art, and all kinds of stuff. And you know, I have mixed feelings about the Olympics in general, and them being in Vancouver. But while they were there, it was certainly a momentous occasion, and a little bit magical. It was kind of cool.
What was your favorite moment during the 2010 Winter Olympics?
Well, I got to do an opening spot for Sam Roberts out in Surrey for close to 20,000 people. It was pretty cool, a big free outdoor concert. That was a high moment for sure, and that's the largest crowd I've ever played to, so that was neat.
That's amazing. So who did you get to see at the Olympics?
I saw Wilco play, I saw Feist, I saw Neil Young tribute that had everyone from Broken Social Scene to like Elvis Costello and Lou Reed involved, and that was pretty neat. It was neat. There was like art installations all over the city, so if you wanted to just kind of wander around, you could generally end up running into cool art all over the place.
Any celebrities?
I didn't see any bona fide celebrities, actually, but you know, maybe they were in very special clubs that I wasn't in.
And your buddies said they all didn't get a chance to see you. False Creek changed in 86. The year Expo
exploited her shores. It's been 22 years. No, I didn't get a chance to see them. I think we were all crisscrossing across the city and playing lots of gigs. And I think they played a big gig downtown with Sid the Whale and a couple other people and Mother. And you know, they're doing really well. They're a great band, really great guys. It's been really fun. Kind of, I think the Vancouver music scene's really been prospering and growing, and it's nice to have peers like them.
Used to anticipate. What was it like to perform with Shane Coisen on NBC Today Show?
Well, that was really neat. Shane and I have been performing for a number of years, and so when he had the big opening ceremony spot at the Olympics, it was a really big deal, and they asked him if he'd come on the NBC gig, and that was very much his thing, and he asked if I could come along, so you know, it was really kind of him to include me, and it was really neat. I got to meet all those, Al Roker and all that kind of TV personality. Actually, Matt Lauer wasn't there, but Meredith Vieira was, and I don't know, it was kind of neat, you know. I would say, yeah, there you go. And I was saying, I didn't meet any celebrities there. I met some celebrities.
Yeah, because unfortunately I missed the East Coast and the West Coast feed from my Bell TV. Because I remember the West Coast feed from Seattle and NBC had this school shooting.
Yeah, that's right. There was a bit of a mix-up there. So I think a number of different states got interrupted, and they used that last slot to do local news, which was a bit of a bummer, but most of them got it.
So. Yeah, I didn't get a chance, so I felt like a fail for me.
Well, it was posted online, too. Yeah.
I tried finding it. It was like, shame. It's so hard to find it.
Yeah, difficult. It's like, gotta go. So we went and sent our regards on postcards from all the places we'd been with stories.
So what's the response to Nice, Nice, Very Nice?
So far it's been pretty good. It's been up for about a year in Canada. It's just about to come out in the States in August, and it's been an exciting year. There's been a lot of amazing opportunities I've been able to do. I played at South by Southwest, about to go do Glastonbury in the UK, which is a big festival, and mind blowing. Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. I can't really fathom how that all came to be, but it's certainly exciting.
Since I just got the album now, what's considered the most poignant song in the album?
I don't know. I don't really, I don't think that that's really for me to judge. but, I certainly, there's a lot of attention and detail gone into each one. So I mean, hopefully different songs would appeal to different people. But I think for me, Basket was a fairly important song for me to write. And each time I play it live, I still kind of tap into that zone. So I was, I don't know.
Before it ends, well, we should try to start.
And the crowd too loves robots.
Yeah. Well, that's, that's been a good hit for the live show and a lot of fun. So I'm just amazed and happy that people are enjoying it.
How have stations like CBC Radio 3 and Campus Radio been supportive towards your career?
They've been huge. I think they're really important. They have a little, because they have less pressure from advertisers to grab for, really sure thing content, they're able to go a little bit to the left and find some more grassroots and more kind of, non-top 40 music to play. So when they grab onto something and they get passionate about it, it's incredible. So I'm a big believer in co-op and college radio and the CBC 1, 2, and 3. I think they're huge assets to our culture.
You decide to be alone and hell, it's cold enough to hibernate.
How excited are you to be back in Ottawa?
I really like Ottawa, actually. I've always had really fun gigs in this town, so I always look forward to coming back. Last time I was here was at the Black Sheep in Wakefield, which was really fun and a really great time and amazing bar. So now we're back in the center of the city, and looking forward to it. I think it's apparently a sold out gig, so it should be lots of fun.
What do you think of the Ottawa crowd?
They're great. Yeah, no, I've lots of music lovers in the town. Lots of great bands from Ottawa too. I mean, the Acorn and Jim Bryson, and there's lots of talent here.
What's the best food you like in Ottawa?
I don't know. I guess the Ottawa has a lot of shawarma places on there.
I know your buddies just said the whale liked them.
Yeah. No, I can do a falafel now and then, and a shawarma. I can dig on that. Sure, tasty.
And have you made pranks to said the whale, Hannah George's, or any BC bands?
I'm not a very good prankster. I can never pull it off. Anytime I have to keep a straight face for anything, I always end up cracking and giggling or something. So I don't know. Can't think of any sweet pranks between us. But it's a nice supportive music scene. They're good people, and everybody's kind of on each other's case, and at the same time helping each other and supporting each other to get out there and be touring.
And lastly, what's your reaction to Devin Clifford of USA Party, We Say Die, who passed away?
There's love within my heart. There's love within my heart. There's love within my heart. There's love, 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 love.
Yeah, that's huge. That's a real, real shame. He was a really sweet guy, amazing drummer and a huge asset to the scene, and I feel so badly for his family and for the band and his friends, and it's sad. What can he say? He was like 30 years old, and his time came way too early, and I think the whole music scene, Canadian music scene, was grieving for that band and for his family.
So thank you for taking time, and I will join your performance.
Oh, thank you very much, Will, and thanks for having me. Yeah.